my job was like keeping the group together, kind of getting little pots of funding that would inspire them. So I managed to secure funding that if they got NVQ level one qualification in a trade, they would get £200. And if they got level two, they would get another increment, £500. So I created little things that made it easier for them. And I believe as well, keeping them together, their family were very supportive of them in that moment. Before we even got on site, I did lots of like team building events where we went away. I got some funding to take them to retreat where we went for 2 days and they could have saunas and they could have this. Did team building things with them as well as talking about the project. So it's important that you get them to understand that they're a team, you know. So I did lots of things like that and tried to get little bits of money to do that for them. When we was on site, every so often we'd get some money to go to a restaurant and have a meal together and things like that. That's how I kept it going. But I suppose in each situation, different people would do different things, but I just felt that was important because I'd been fortunate in that I'd been attending lots of community meetings and I'd been doing that, but they'd not done none of that. So it was about creating things that gelled them together. Because the most important thing for me was that when we started on site, the 12 that started on site would finish on site. I made that important for me because I felt that if one starts dropping out, it could have a chain reaction. So that's how I did that, by saying, oh yeah, this week we're going to go to a restaurant and we're going to eat together. Or before we started, we're going to go on this retreat and we're going to do some team building stuff.